Let me go around the league a little bit with Ben Volen here because there is so much going on. You saw Aaron Rodgers up close this weekend. I don't know exactly what to do with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. I do know that if you fire the head coach, you can't lose the next three games. I know that that's unacceptable. What is going on with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, and what is going to happen?
Yeah, that whole situation is just such a disaster. Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers, I know Rodgers denies it, but let's be honest, he's the one making the decisions there and pulling the levers in New York. That decision by Woody Johnson and Aaron Rodgers to fire Robert Saleh, and they're only 2-3, I think really has completely blown up in their face, because while I think Aaron Rodgers wasn't thrilled with Robert Saleh and some of his leadership, I think a lot of the guys in the locker room were behind him, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Guys like Sauce Gardner, I think, have really been hurt by and were really surprised and taken aback by the firing of Robert Saleh. I think Rodgers has created a real, schism in the locker room, and I think there's probably a lot of guys that don't really trust him anymore. Not only the firing, but now he's bringing in Devontae Adams, and it's like Aaron Rodgers is creating like separate factions in the locker room now, like his guys versus the guys that were there before him. And if you're on the offense, you're like, well, what the hell? Why are you trying to get Devontae Adams the ball? What about me? So I just think Aaron Rodgers has shown really poor leadership throughout. And then you could tell he's just not himself right now. He was on the injury report last week with, I think, hamstring and knee injuries. I think his knee has been swelling up a little bit. And he can barely move in the pocket. He's really lumbering around. He's throwing off his back foot all the time. He's just not himself. The team is a mess. They're trying to, incorporate new pieces on the fly. It's just classic Jets in every sense of the word. It looked good on paper when they started the season, and just Rodgers with where he's at now, 40 years old, not a shell of the former self. The whole thing is just a disaster, and it's hard to feel any real sympathy for the Jets. They brought all this on themselves. You talk about a team that's going to blow it up at the end of the season. I imagine that is going to be just one huge volcanic eruption when Rodgers' contract runs out and they move on and they realize they really do have to start over from scratch. But I have to say, hands down, the Jets are the most dysfunctional situation in the NFL right now. And they've got a Thursday night game now against the Texans, who maybe this is a spot they can steal a win, because the Texans are reeling a little bit. Stephon Diggs just tore his ACL and was out for the year. But the Jets are a disaster, and this season is not going to end well for them.
And, man, a lot of quarterback news. And in Indy, man, I really do. I met Shane Steichen. I like Shane Steichen. I think he's a good coach. But what do they do now with Anthony Richardson? Because now he's a healthy scratch. They're starting a 417-year-old Joe Flacco over him. I guess, making that decision means what? And then what's the end game to this? Is Flacco now, are they going to give him a contract for next year? Do they try to get AR back in there if Flacco loses the game? This situation is funny to me.
Yeah, I give the Colts credit for making the move. The Browns didn't want Joe Flacco this year because he was too popular, and they didn't want fans clamoring for him over Deshaun Watson. And I'm pretty sure that's why the Dolphins didn't want Flacco. They didn't want any sort of controversy. So I give the Colts credit for bringing in Flacco and having the wherewithal to realize that he definitely gives them the better chance to win right now. His stats this year have been fantastic, especially compared to Anthony Richardson. I think the move became a little bit easier for the Colts when Anthony Richardson tapped out of the game the other day. I think that really upset a lot of veterans in the locker room. As a quarterback, you just can't do that. Anthony Richardson certainly should have lied about it to the public instead of being so forthright and honest about it. It's funny. He's exactly the quarterback we saw at Florida. The talent is insane, but just wildly inconsistent. And I remember in the pre-draft process being like, really, Anthony Richardson, this guy's going to be a top five pick? Like, I get it because of the measurables, but he's a total roller coaster. I mean, he was 2-for-15 passing for 81 yards the other day. There's no other quarterback in the league like him, and it's just too inconsistent for the Colts to be counting on right now. And Flacco, it's unbelievable. At age 40 or whatever he's at, he can still sling it, like the old days. And it almost like he's playing better now than he was 5 years ago in today's NFL. So I don't know if the Colts need to invest in next year for Flacco yet. They still have Richardson under contract for two more years after this year at a very cheap rate. So you can give him the benching for now and give him more seasoning. And, you know, Flacco could get hurt this year, so certainly Richardson could be back. Or you say, you know what, we'll get through this year, and then we'll see what Anthony Richardson can do for us next year in year three. But I don't blame the Colts for making the move. I actually give them credit because it's not easy to bench your franchise quarterback. But Flacco is clearly the guy that gives them the better chance to win, and making this move now is going to save their season.
Man, what a difference this Dolphins season could be if you had a Flacco or a Justin Fields. I want to ask you about Russell Wilson or a Jameis Winston. Like, you've seen backup quarterback play that is, you know, not spectacular, but certainly better than Andy Dalton Carolina.
Yeah.
Ours, I mean, we just fell off a cliff, which was ridiculous. Let me ask you, though, as long as we're bouncing around about quarterbacks, Russell Wilson. So is that team officially his now? And what's Justin Fields' future?
Yeah, it's definitely Russell Wilson's team. Justin Fields is, I think, just on a one-year deal right now, so he'll be a free agent after the season. The Steelers, you know, being that franchise, I wouldn't be surprised if they still found ways to get Justin Fields on the field this year and use his terrific athleticism. But Russell Wilson's a great story. You know, the Steelers are only paying him the veteran minimum. The Broncos are the ones paying him $38 million this year. And, you know, I haven't seen the full numbers for this week, but you wonder if the last few years his coaches just haven't been using him properly. Because I think in his first game with the Steelers, Russell Wilson, he was under center for like 67% of his snaps, and he was doing a lot of under center play action. And he was like, you know, 11 for 12 for 150 yards and two touchdowns under center with the play action. So maybe just his past coaches have been using him too much in shotgun and haven't been using him properly. But that's a team, like, Mike Tomlin always has that team competitive and tough, and they always have a good defense, and they run the ball well. And if Russell Wilson can just play safe and make a few plays, like, this is a dangerous Steelers team all of a sudden, and Wilson is going to be a really interesting story here coming down the stretch as he kind of goes for redemption in one final chapter here. You know, Justin Fields will be a free agent next year, and he'll be a good backup for someone. I don't think anyone's going to give him a team. I mean, even the Steelers saw that he's pretty limited as a passer. But he's a weapon with his feet, and he'd be a great backup. I mean, man, how good would he have been for the Dolphins if they had him behind Tua? So I think Fields is probably, you know, his future moving forward is going to be as a journeyman veteran kind of thing. But with his athleticism, there's going to be a spot for him in the NFL, kind of probably like Tyrod Taylor, who's made a long career out of being like a backup for teams that have a young quarterback.
And speaking of young quarterbacks, and it's kind of why I brought up Andy Dalton when Hawk was talking about the backup guys. Can Bryce Young play? Because we joked about it, like,
well,
on
what?
Monday.
Football or something else?
Can he play football, Hawk? Not chess or checkers. Can he actually play football at this level? Because when I watch him play, Ben, I'm doubting it right now.
No, I've had my doubts from the beginning. Not only does he look physically overmatched, but Bryce Young just doesn't seem to have his head about him on the field. He made a play the other day. I didn't watch the entire, you know, Broncos-Panthers game. Like, God help anyone who did. But late second quarter, he's running around with the ball. The Broncos, there's like a minute left. The Broncos have one timeout. And Bryce Young, instead of sliding in bounds and keeping the clock running, he runs out of bounds, stops the clock, lets the Broncos keep their one timeout before getting the ball back with like a minute left. And I don't think the Broncos did anything with it, but why would you go out of bounds in that situation? Why would you give the Broncos all the time, let them keep their timeout? It shows he doesn't have the mental awareness on the field to really thrive. And he's still young. Like, he's only a second year player, and you know, I don't know if Tom Brady, you know, had all the game management stuff down, you know, under lock like that early in his career either. But Bryce Young just, you know, when you combine that he's not there mentally, and then he just looks physically, you know, completely overmatched, it's just looking like a huge whiff of a pick at number one. I would say an even bigger whiff than Jamarcus Russell was. And I, you know, the Panthers, I mean, they see it. They turn to Andy Dalton, and they're not even promising that Bryce Young is going to keep the job when Andy Dalton's healthy again. So I think the Panthers are going to be looking for another quarterback next year. And Bryce Young, I definitely don't think is going to be staying in the league for too long.
Hey, Ben, who's the best team in the AFC? It's easy to say the Chiefs because they're 7-0, and I guess that's the pick. But I know a lot of people were kind of arguing that the Ravens were after a slow start, but then they lose a bad one this weekend. You mentioned the Steelers. Is it the Texans, or is it just the Chiefs, and we just have to default to them?
I mean, I picked the Texans to make the Super Bowl. I don't love the fact where their offense is at right now with Stephon Diggs going down for the year and Nico Collins is still out right now. I like that they're winning, but their offense is a struggle, and I do worry that when it comes to playoff time that Houston's not going to have enough. I think it probably comes down to Baltimore or Kansas City. And, you know, the Chiefs, another team, not playing that well on offense, but their defense under Steve Spagnuolo is fantastic. And when you have Patrick Mahomes on offense and a top five defense, the Chiefs, I mean, they're going to be there at the end. And they keep adding pieces. You know, I don't know if DeAndre Hopkins is going to be like a total game changer like he used to be, but they're at least making moves and giving Mahomes more weapons. And then the Ravens, like, they're just an offensive juggernaut right now with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the backfield. I know they added Deontay Johnson from the Panthers today, so another weapon. I think that's a good move for the Ravens. They're a little thin in the passing game, so another weapon there. That was a bad loss to the Browns, but that's a division game. Those things happen. The Ravens, you look at their numbers. They're putting up 450, 500 yards every week. They're an absolute juggernaut. So right now, to me, it's shaping up like it's going to be Chiefs-Ravens again in the AFC Championship game. And, you know, we'll see what it comes down to there. But to me, those are looking like the class of the AFC right now.
Don't sleep on the Dolphins, Ben.
I am I am very much asleep and sound asleep, and you will not wake me up when it comes to the Dolphins.
He's Rip Van Winkle. Ben Volen from the Boston Globe, thanks for making time for us. We kept you on extra long since you dogged us in the 2 o'clock hour. We
figured we'd get
the most of our free investment out of you.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you guys.
See you, Ben.